Good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome. Thank you for joining us. We're here by God's grace. We should be giving him praise for that. Thank you for joining us. And you're logged into Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is Monday morning. It's January the 4th, 2014. It's another opportunity for us to live loudly and largely for his glory and for his honor. Once again, we welcome you and do thank you for joining us on this day. I'm sorry, I'm being corrected by my assistant. It's Tuesday morning, not Monday. That may have something to do with the snow. I don't know. thank you for correction. Okay, our focus today is the source of power. And that's none other than the person of the Holy Spirit himself. He is the source of power. And I would like to drop this in while I'm on the topic. The Holy Spirit is never an it. He's a person. And he has a specific assignment of carrying out in the earth the ground strategies and tactics that the Father, our Father in heaven, employs in moving his kingdom in the earth for the cause of Jesus Christ. So we want to be very familiar with the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that is the source of power to accomplish anything. And so today our focus is on him as the source of power, and because there are things that God is doing and would like to accomplish in the midst of his creation, and in particular in the midst of his people. So God bless you. We are a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. And before I forget, I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. That's an affirmation and a confirmation of truth. And so are you. Just embrace that, because he says in his word he has good thoughts concerning you for a good end. Just a couple of, maybe I won't do these all at once, and then maybe I will. We have just begun, or will be beginning on tomorrow, which is the 5th of February. We will be starting 40 days of focused prayer. Up until it will, well, we won't stop ever praying as long as we have breath. But this season that we're discussing begins on Wednesday, and continues for 40 days until Palm Sunday. So we are being directed in this prayer, and it's prayers of biblical hope, by the 2014 edition of the book entitled, or it's a booklet, it's really a guide, it's not a book as per se, and it's entitled Seek God for the City. And so we used it last year, and we have in our possession the 2014 edition, and at our ministry we distributed those on this past Sunday, and it helps us focus our prayer efforts in a manner that allows us to have a sense of being in full partnership with the Lord as he rules from his throne in heaven, directing affairs and events in the earth. So that's one of the things that we're doing, and begins tomorrow. So we'll be using excerpts from this particular booklet as a guide in our prayer efforts going forward for the next 40 days. And you're invited to be a part of that. Then there's a couple of events that are on the way, that are in the making, that are wonderful events, and I'm asking that all of you would join us and focus our prayers also on those events, because they represent movement of the kingdom of God in the earth, and in particular in our city. And we are in the city of Newark here in New Jersey, in the United States, of course. And we have concerns about our city, particularly our city, the same as our Father does. And what is needed is a visitation, a pouring out of the Spirit of God, a revival to break up the fallow ground. We need the latter rain so that the harvest appears, and appears in due season. So on the 20th of this month, we're convening a leader's breakfast. It's just been called a leader's breakfast. It's very strategic and intentional about us naming it that way. It's a breakfast meeting that will include pastors, ministers, elected officials, candidates for election, and anyone who shares the love for our city. We are invited, and it's going to be on February the 20th. That's a Thursday, and it begins at 8:30 a.m., and it's going to be held. The venue is the Willing Heart Center, and that's on 555 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the great city of Newark. And it doesn't cost anything, and we're inviting all those that are caretakers of our city and influencers to gather. At that meeting, we will have a speaker, and his name is Dr. Charles Chuck Pierce. He's better known as Chuck Pierce globally. He's a world-class man of God and is in demand in nations around the world. And we've asked him to come to the city of Newark. And his specialty is, or let me put it this way, his gifting is that of, he has an Issachar anointing. And what that means is he does understand the times and the seasons and what the body of Christ ought to do. Some very powerful and strategic initiatives have been occurring in our city and continue to. However, there is a prince demon that is still in place. And Newark is known as a church town. So that demon is not intimidated by the fact and presence of so many churches. However, the leaders and the influencers need to come together with one mind, on one accord, and strategize about how to shake and topple the throne of that prince demon. And that prince demon is a religious spirit. And that demon has powers that demand blood sacrifices. So in our city, just about every day, someone is being, one or more persons that are involved in a certain lifestyle are being shot, being murdered. And that's nothing but blood sacrifices on demand by the demons. And so we want to shake and topple. And that's what the word wrestle means. And Paul said, we wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's exactly what he's talking about. And the word wrestle there is the word palo, and it means to shake, to vibrate. Well, that's what's needed. And so our convening this leader's breakfast is designed to facilitate strategy for the leaders and influencers in our city come together on one accord as to exactly what is the strategy to be employed for shaking, vibrating, toppling the throne of this principality. So that's a long explanation of what I think is a short and powerful moment of revelation that God has given to us. So Chuck Pierce will be there on the 20th at 8:30 a.m. It'll probably go until about 10:30, 11 o'clock. But it's designed to start early in the day because most of the leaders start their day very early. And last but not least, and I'm sharing these items so that we can intercede for them. They're not simply events. These happenings will be opposed and are being opposed by the kingdom of darkness because they represent advance movement of the kingdom of God in our city. So on June 8th, I don't think this has happened before, something like this event that we're describing right now, the body of Christ, a large portion of the body of Christ will be assembled in Branchbrook Park in Newark on June 8th at 4:30 p.m. We're expecting in excess of 50 churches to come together, which will involve at least a couple of thousand people to worship in the county park called Branchbrook Park. This is right in the city of Newark on June 8th. And folded into that event will be our Global Day of Prayer, which we normally observe annually as well. And that's an event observed around the world in just about every nation. Started in the nation of South Africa with one gathering, and now it's all over. And it's certainly here in the city of Newark. So these are people of God is coming from their houses, their gathering places, and coming together to pray, to worship, and to seek God on behalf of this city. So, believe me, that is powerful in a town such as ours. Okay, your lines are open, and we're going to go right to prayer. I would like to thank you and for carrying on in my absence on yesterday, and I thought that was so cool and very important. And because it's about him, it's not about me, it's not about any one of us individually, it's all about him. And so that was the focus, and I do want to thank Christine LeMay for taking up the baton and running with it, as well as all of you who were in support of that. So God bless you richly. Let us pray. Father, we come before you as a group, as representatives, as disciples, placed in your kingdom by you, brought from the east, the west, the north, and the south, from disparate experiences, you've brought us together. And here we are, while it's yet dark, just like you did when you walked the earth. And you've pulled us and drawn us together. Our lights are burning early. We're alert and up to seek your face. And Father, we come into your courts and we come with thanksgiving and with praise because we can come boldly because you invite and welcome us. Gone are the times when only one high priest could come into your presence once a year. Now we can come because you're creating us and we're being made kings and priests by Christ Jesus. And so we take up our duty and our responsibility to come into your presence. But just like the priests of old, we want our sins forgiven. We want to be made whole. We want to be close to you and not have our sins and our transgressions, our unrighteousness separate us from you. So we thank you for what you've made available to clear the way for us. You've sacrificed your Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood was shed to pay the price for our sins of the past and our sins of the present and our sins to come. Because you know our weaknesses, you know our frame.
Yes,
and so we release humbly ourselves under your mighty hand.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Apply that blood, that special, righteous blood, to our lives. And then cleanse us, as you said in your word, from all unrighteousness. So that right now in the present, we are made righteous because of your Son's righteousness, which covers and cloaks us as a shroud that causes you to be pleasured by our presence.
Thank you.
So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On this day. And we thank you for each person that has taken the time, made the sacrifice to arise and shine on this day, early in the morning. We know you have a special blessing for our obedience, our following, and our following closely of the Master, Jesus Christ, doing exactly what he did. So we thank you today, and we bless your name, and we know that all of our requests, all of our prayers that we bring before you are done even before we mention them. But we will speak of them because we want you to know that our hearts are linked to your hearts, to your heart and its desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Praise God. Glad to hear you and know that you're on with us. Well, I think someone is wanting to speak. You are welcome, and you
good
may
morning.
Go ahead and speak. Morning. Good morning.
Hi, Pastor. Hi, this is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. Welcome.
Yeah, I have a praise and a prayer. The prayer goes out to my husband, who's in the hospital on the third day with serious heart and lung problem at St. Joseph's Hospital. But the praise is that, you know my issue is that the enemy wants me to fall backwards and to stay into the old things that I used to do, and I don't do those things no more. But yesterday was a rough day, but I got through it. I got through it, and that's the praise with that. I'm here today strong and still standing.
Amen.
I'm happy about that, But I want the saints of Newark Gospel Tabernacle to keep my family in prayer.
Okay. Amen. Amen. You keep trusting God. We'll keep believing God with you. We'll keep looking to Him for your keeping and your continued transformation. Let's do that right now. I know it's important to the Lord, and we want to follow His directions on this day. Father, we thank you for Deanna and what you're doing by your Holy Spirit in her life. From day to day, from moment to moment, Father, we thank you for breaking the curse in her life, for destroying the yokes that had her bound. We thank you for releasing a sense of life and your presence into her life. You're making out of her life something beautiful. You said any person in you, any man, any woman in Christ is a new creation. Father, we thank you for renewing and causing the new to happen and occur in Deanna's life, in her family's life. We speak healing where healing is needed. Speak healing over her husband right now. We speak healing of relationships. We ask for light and therefore revelation so that all that make up the family will know that you are God. And they will bow humbly before you and worship, allowing you by your Holy Spirit to move mightily in them, around them, and on their behalf, bringing favor where the curse was, because we are believing you right now, Lord, for the release of even more favor. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we speak life into their lives because of Christ. In Jesus' name, receive the release that God is giving. He is the source of power by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Like Jesus' life on earth, our life from beginning to end is characterized by spiritual warfare. The forces of darkness resist the move of God's kingdom at every turn. However, we have the same power source as He did, and that power source is the Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed this way in John 17 and verse 15. Here's what he said, and this is something that you would love to, I imagine, make a note of. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 17 and verse 15. Jesus was praying. This is what is called the Lord's, this is the real Lord's Prayer. The other prayer that he taught his disciples were really our prayers that we're to use. But we're here in John 17 and verse 15. We're eavesdropping on a very private moment between the Son and His Father. And here's what He said. He says, I do not ask that you will take them, meaning His people, His disciples, which you are. That's why you're up doing this today. That you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them and protect them from the evil one. We're being kept and left here because we've been prepared for fighting and winning the war. So that's what we're doing. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to share that with us, because I just sense the presence of God, and you know, if He's with us, In that sense, then now is a good time to speak up. If you have a prayer, a praise report, let's shame the devil and give that praise report, just like Deanna just did. She's in warfare, and she knows it. That's why she's up and on. She wants to win and keep winning. That's why you were on as well. And so let us not be bashful about speaking up given the opportunity such as we have. But if you have a praise, or rather a prayer request, well, God has been answering prayers. I'm seeing the move of God continually, which encourages me to do what we're doing, even the more. Even the more. We're not backing up for 2 seconds. We're going forward. Praise God. Well, our prayer agenda, go ahead. Someone is speaking. Please.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
Thank
good morning.
Thank God for life, even on this day. I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor for all of his blessings, his many blessings. I thank him for waking us all up on this morning.
Yes,
giving
Lord.
Us life and breath in him.
Hallelujah.
I have two prayer requests. One is one that you have mentioned before regarding the movie that is coming out. I'm hearing more and more of it, and I even received an email from another church that is encouraging those of us who know about it to pray about it so that the message would go out and people would be enthused to go and see this movie called Son of God. So if we could make it, we could make it like a maybe, if not daily, but maybe every week until the movie comes out, so that, you know, that people would be able to get the understanding of what this movie is about to go and feel like taking someone to go see it, especially like you said, someone who doesn't know the Lord, a family member, a friend, that you want to encourage. Even if you have to purchase the ticket for them, you know, take them to see this movie, so we can make that, put that on our prayer agenda. Also,
yes.
I would like also prayer for the little boy that I'm taking care of, Hudson, for the entire family, but mostly for him, because like you said before also, you know, the enemy is going to push back, and so...
Right.
I've been getting a lot of pushback from the enemy through him. And yesterday and the day before, I had to really fight with the devil. I couldn't put it any other way. Fight with the devil to the point where when I was done, I had this serious headache, and I know that it was definitely, it was warfare. So if you like lift up little Hudson in prayer, that the enemy would not have his way in him.
Mm-hmm.
But he beat the devil in his life in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, our push forward is that we're going to agree with you concerning Hudson's life and... Hudson is a little kid. What is he, about 4 years
Three
now
years.
Or five? 3 years old. He's
like
a terrific 3-year-old. And we're going to believe God, even as you spoke of Hudson, a man of God who is, of course, with the Lord at this point in history, and that has left his footprint on this earth for the cause of Christ. Hudson Taylor is his name. We're talking about a person of status that God has placed on this earth for a season. And now he's with the great cloud of witnesses looking at us run our race. We want to, that name Hudson resonates with me and powerfully. And so we're going to pray for Hudson right now. He's just a 3-year-old, but we're going to pray that God will just have his way. As God forms his life to be a blessing to us here on earth, Father, we bind in the name of Jesus every plot of the adversary that is designed specifically to influence, disrupt, and to bend and distort this youngster's life in any way that he can. We thank you now that you have a plan concerning Hudson's life. You have a purpose. You have good thoughts concerning him for a good end. And Father, we're looking at his beginning right now, and we decree that he belongs to you with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his mind. As he become conscious of being someone that can worship, that his focus would be on you. We bless him right now. Keep him in perfect health and peace in Jesus' name. And we ask for strength for Jennifer as she takes care of him. Bless her and allow her to see the efforts being fruitful in Hudson's life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving in that household in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Bless your name. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And thank you for the prayer requests and for all of the earth. Thanks and praise to the Lord. Okay. We have a couple of items right quickly on our agenda that I desire your help and assistance with. We want to pray for leaders, and we're talking right now specifically of leaders in our city, which include pastors, elected officials, influencers, caretakers of our city, to have the revelation of God's kingdom and have a mindset for it. We also want to pray for the binding of the works of the religious prince demon over the city, and the loosing of the power of the Holy Spirit upon this city. So I want to bring those three things to the Lord, and I'll ask you to intercede with me that the religious mindset that's upon our city, emanating from the religious prince demon over the city, would be broken and replaced with a revelation of God's kingdom and the release of the power of the Holy Spirit on this city. An outpouring power of God through his Spirit. He said in his word, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Father, we lift up the city of Newark before you.
Yes, Lord.
We know, Lord, this is your city. Over 600 years ago, you had your people, the Puritans, come up from Connecticut, and they purchased this land with the purpose of creating a city that's as close to the kingdom of God as possible. This is their declaration, and we are affirming that even now. This is the city of God. And Father, we bind all of the works emanating from the kingdom of darkness, every directive, every instruction given by the prince demon to his underlings over this city. We cancel those. Everything in the name of Jesus. So that the people are free. Free to worship you, the one true God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And referring to the movie, The Son of God, Father, we pray that it would be a tool in your hands to bring many to Christ in our region.
In the name of Jesus.
And that no weapon formed against the opening and the running of that movie would prosper, but that the kingdom of God would expand because of it. In Jesus' name, we speak freedom over our city.
Yes, Father.
In your name. Hallelujah. We thank you and bless
you.
Hallelujah. We praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. We're giving you the praise, Lord, in advance. We see the movement of your hand. And we know that your hand is creation, there's newness, there's life coming from your hand. In the name of
peace and joy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Prayer is rightly needed for that movie. My wife and I have had the privilege. We were invited to a preview, and we saw that a couple of weeks ago. We were there. And it's a powerful movie. And if you have anyone in your family that is unsaved, or a friend or a neighbor or a coworker, invite them out for a night of the movies. Right here in the great city of Newark, it's opening at the Cityplex theaters on Springfield Avenue, and it's opening around the country actually and around the world. But that's the location locally that it's can be seen when it opens up. I don't know of the date. I know it's sometime soon, and because the preview was done already in our area, so
Pastor,
but pray for that.
February
the 28th. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that information. And so we now know it's February 28th. And bring a friend. Now, here is what makes this movie powerful. The name of the movie is The Son of God. I want to leave this with you for prayer and meditation. In our communities, the enemy, Satan, is opposing the idea that God had a son. We have religious traditions in our community that are flourishing on that idea that God did not have a son. That's what they are saying. How could he have had a son? God doesn't have a son. Now, doesn't that sound real devilish? Because his son is who gives us freedom, gives us life, eternal life. So if you had a ticket to the Super Bowl, which was last Sunday, a couple of days ago, something rare, something most people would have loved to have, why would you allow the enemy to take the ticket, the one ticket that you have from you? So now you have no admittance, can't gain entrance to the game. Well, that's Satan's strategy, to take Christ away and deny him as the Son of God in your hearts and in every heart that he can. So there's this faith tradition that opposes the idea that God had a son. But hallelujah, God raised up a movie. This couple, this man and this woman, God gave them a mission, and they created this movie, and it's going to be shown around the world. It's a declaration that God has a son, and his name is Christ Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Are we in a war? You bet.
Yes, we are.
And what's good about it? We're winning.
Amen.
Anybody wants to believe whether or not we win, look at the end of the book. And you'll see.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
They're singing. Not they. We are singing a new song.
Yeah.
And the lyrics of that song says that we've been redeemed from every kindred, from every tribe.
Yes.
And that we have been made, we're being made now, but by then it's a past tense, have been made kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign on the earth forever. I don't know, I'm getting a little bit excited here. But God bless you. No, we're in a real battle. This is not hocus pocus. This is real. We're in
a real
war. Yes, we're
it's
in a real war.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And we're fighting, not just for our lives, but we're getting to the place where we're able to inflict damage on the enemy's kingdom, canceling the enemy's plots.
And you know,
God is the best strategy. Hallelujah. Speak up.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
You know, Pastor, you know, when you talk about the Super Bowl, when you use it like that, you know, I look at it, for me, like I'm being bullied, you know, like, you know, when you go to school and there's always a bully in the class, always picking on you, picking on you. You know what I mean? And it's now time for me to fight back, you know, because if I don't fight back, the bully wins.
Yes.
You know, and that's how I view myself, you know, that I'm always in turmoil with this big bully, you know. But the bully actually is a coward.
Actually, that is the truth. He's already been defeated. He is just resisting, you know. He's been defeated already. Christ defeated him. And so we have the victory. We've been given the assignment to mop up and clean up what's left, you know, to just suppress by the kind of action that we're taking right now. That makes you, each and every one of you, very special. Because one of us can put 1,000 to fight, but two of us can put 10,000, three of us 100,000, four of us 1,000,000, five of us 100,000,000. God's plan. Well, God bless you today.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And let's see. The grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. God bless you. We'll come together again on the cross. Looking forward to it. Love you with the love of God. Hallelujah.
We love you too, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor, Sister Liz, and each and every one that's still alive.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Jenny and all.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.